There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
I look round, the TV's on, Chris McCarty's firmly ensconced, feet up, watching the football. You always know he's here because the TV's on. He's like, oh!
It's like the noises and the expressions he's making.
Yeah, indeed, it's because football is on this afternoon, and that is the expressions that I make during a football match. But this is a big match. It's Syria against Australia. 53 minutes on the clock. Not good news if you're a Syrian football fan, because it's currently Syria 0, Australia 1. Really good game this. Australia have had chance after chance. In fact, they've just hit the woodwork, not once, but twice. So Syria live to fight another day. Of course, it is the first of two legs, this FIFA World Cup qualifier, but right now Syria up against it. It was a goal scored by Robbie Kroos, plays his football over in Germany, his first goal for Australia in 2 years. It was made a wonderful run down the right-hand side by Matthew Leckie, a man who also plays his club football in Germany. So Australia ahead, Syria have 37 minutes or so to turn this one around.
You never know, 1-0, it's all possible, isn't it? But Syria is really all defensive manoeuvres at the moment, isn't it?
It really has been. It's been a backs against the wall performance. Yes, okay, they look quite threatening on the counter-attack, but Australia, as we suspected, I think, we all thought they were the stronger of the two nations. We thought that, or certainly I felt that Syria would have needed a win today over in Malaysia. They're playing their matches on neutral territory, of course. I always felt they would need a victory if they were to have any chance of heading down to Sydney. I think it's on Tuesday, or maybe it's Monday, if memory serves me. But the second leg is down in Sydney. You always felt they needed a favourable result today, and right now it's not going their way.
I just thought that there's quite a few World Cup qualifiers going on
there
at
the
moment, aren't there?
There are a lot tonight, yeah. It's a busy one that probably wish I'd not made plans tonight and could sit on the sofa. But unfortunately, the other half has made plans. But I will be keeping an eye on my phone, because England in action, Scotland in action as well. England take on Slovenia at Wembley. Scotland have got that must win at Hampden against a very, very good Slovakia team, led, of course, by Marek Hamšík, the Napoli midfielder. Germany, the world champions, they're also in action. They're over at Windsor Park to take on Northern Ireland. And then if you're staying up really late or getting up early, you can watch Argentina against Peru. And that's a must win for Jorge Sampaoli, Lionel Messi and co, because Argentina currently fifth in South American World Cup qualifying with two matches to go. They're currently occupying the playoff spot. If results don't go their way over the course of the next 5 days, we might not see the world's best player over in Russia next summer. It is quite... Well, it's quite scary, that prospect.
It's unthinkable.
It is unthinkable. That's the word I was looking for.
I just noticed something on the sports page caught my eye. Colo Torre's been appointed as the coaching staff for Ivory Coast.
Yeah.
He's going to stay with Celtic, don't worry, Tim.
He's combining very popular the roles. At Celtic.
Very popular. He's now on the coaching staff. He's hung up his boots. He's on the coaching staff with Brendan Rodgers. But this, I guess, the next step in his coaching career. Mark Wilmots, the man that was in charge of the Belgian national team, he's in charge of Ivory Coast right now. They're in the same group as Morocco over in African World Cup qualifying. They're currently top of that group by just a point. You've got Gabon a point further back. They, of course, have Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, the man that's banging all the goals in for Borussia Dortmund. So that's a bit of a group of death over there in Africa, and I guess Mark Wilmots is just looking to tap into the expertise of Colo Torre, a man that's played for Arsenal, Liverpool, Manchester City, Celtic. He's played for some of the biggest clubs over in the UK.
That's right. Let me ask you about Lord Coe. He's been talking to you, about all kinds of things in athletics, but this is a break from the tradition, is it not, of athletics?
It is, yes. I had a good conversation, 15 minutes I was granted with Lord Coe, Lord Sebastian Coe, a little earlier this afternoon. That interview in its entirety will be coming your way just after 7 p.m. this evening, but some radical changes he's put forward. He's proposed some changes to athletics, and it does seem that all sports right now are having a bit of an identity crisis. We talked at length about the T10 Cricket League, we've talked about Rugby Sevens. I wouldn't say that Rugby Sevens is a new format of rugby, but it's one that's growing all of the time. And we look at the Laver Cup as well in the world of tennis, which was indoctored recently into the tennis calendar. So a lot of changes are afoot, and Lord Coe admitting that there may be one or two changes need to happen in athletics to move away from what has been a trying time over the past 2 or 3 years. It's obviously been in constant scandal. You know, there's been an awful lot of doping allegations being banded around. There's been the widespread state doping at Russia level. So Lord Coe probably needs to just of a clean break, and he has proposed some radical changes. We'll go into more detail on that from 7pm.
Well, there's some interesting stuff. Pop-up running tracks, city franchises, athlete auctions. There's more radical stuff as well, isn't there?
Certainly. I think he's done, and he was very candid to admit that they have looked at other sports and looked at the best bits of what is going on. For example, the IPL, the player auction, which obviously garners plenty of attention, looking into doing something like that, where you'd have franchises, city franchises as well. So you can just imagine, couldn't you? Let's take Cape Town as an example. They might bring in a Wade Van Niekerk, the man that broke the 400-metre world record. And then if a franchise was to pop up in Cape Town, you could add a sprinter to the mix. You could add perhaps a hurdler. You could add a long jumper. And all of a sudden, Cape Town go around the world, and these guys represent Cape Town on the world stage. So one or two interesting ideas put forward by Lord Cole.
Get the NLT in on the mix. She does a bit of powerlifting, bit of sprinting.
She could be representing Cape Town. I like it.
I did look at some of the 300 metres, and now I'm not keen on that. I'm sorry.
That's a big metres no. Too long.
That's a big
well.
No from me.
You did, what did you do, 100 and 200?
When I started out, I did 100 and 200, yeah. And then I wasn't muscly enough to continue as a sprinter, okay. So I had to go to 200, 800. So 800 I can deal with, 300, 400, I can't sprint for that long. 800 metres is not a sprint, 400 and 300 both are.
It's a sprint if you're Mo Farah or somebody like him, they
fly
from a gun.
It's scary.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
So, no, I'm not happy about that. I'll take 220 in the cricket, but 300 metres, taking it too far.
Mm. It's interesting, though, because, I mean, the thing is, nobody's, for want of a better phrase, nobody's messed with track and field particularly, and, you know, it's exciting to watch, and 100 metres is the flagship race, and we all gather around for that, and, of course, Usain Bolt and all that stuff. But,
well, that's it.
Does it need a change?
It perhaps does, and yeah. I think you've just said someone there, Usain Bolt, this is the post-Usain Bolt era.
Yeah,
and I won't reveal too much. I'll let Lord Coe speak for himself a little later this evening, but there is an interesting little line he gives in that interview in which he's talking about personality, the lack of personality, and wanting to hand the baton, I don't want to use that as a pun, but really let us see the personalities of these athletes. I think one too many sports are a little bit worried about their image. Certainly athletics has an image crisis right now, given what it's all been on. But Lord Cole was pointing out that let the athletes be themselves, go out there, express themselves. And if that doesn't necessarily fit with the status quo, then so be it.
They do. They need a new hero, don't they?
They do.
Who's it going to be? Who's the successor?
Wade Van Niekerk, I guess, is the one that stands out for me. He's flying the flag for South Africa. No one, and I put my hands up to say, I certainly didn't expect Michael Johnson's 400-metre world record to be broken in the manner that it was. He is someone who right now, if I was in charge, and I'm not, that's Lord Coe's job, if I was in charge of the IAAF, I'd be wheeling out Wade Van Niekerk all round the world, because he is a superstar in the making. He's already a superstar. What they do, though, need, and I'm sure one or two people will be shouting at the radio, that they need someone in the blue ribboned events. They are the 100, the 200. Mm. That is the vacuum with which Usain Bolt has left. Unfortunately, they don't grow in trees, superstars like that.
Yeah, there's the British guy, the really young British guy, CJ Uja, I think it is. They're hoping he might be able to you know, in time, get right up there.
Yeah, but there's nobody now, is there? I fancy like a discus thrower in there who
that
just
be
takes the world
something.
By storm, or the shot.
Would it ever be...
No, it wouldn't. No. I mean, the point is, but I mean, those are still legitimate events.
Of course they are.
They
yeah, you're right.
Have records that, you know, are very, very hard to beat. But
it's like everything, though. It's like the heavyweight division in boxing,
yeah,
Tim.
So.
That is the blue ribbon. That is why we're all getting a little bit too excited over Anthony Joshua. And it will always be the same in athletics. There is the 100 and 200 metres that makes everyone, wherever you are in the world, you know when the 100, the 200 are on. You stop whatever you're doing and you sit down and watch it on the television.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Unfortunately, the discus doesn't move the needle.
Well, I'm a big fan of the discus. It's kind of a weirdly opposite.
The disco, yes. The discus, no.
The disco back in my day. Oh, dear. So, if I said to you, Chris, wished, what would you...
Oh, it's an easy one.
Yeah, it is.
Wished.
Wished.
Had you wished.
Had you wished. This is what we're asking today for the two tickets to go and see Kevin Bridges. It's a Scottish phrase. I think it's more of a Scottish phrase than Glaswegian, is that?
Very much Scottish,
it's very
yes.
Very much Scottish thing. What does this mean?
Had you wished.
So, would you just say that to actor Mrs. E?
My mum used to say that on an almost minutely basis to me
did
when I was
really?
A young boy.
Yeah.
So anyone that listens to me and thinks he's just got to... had his wished, we'll know what that is. I was a way to give the answer
you
there.
You nearly did there, didn't
I
you?
Did almost, I apologise.
You just about kept it in. Here you go for the last word today. You want to have a go at this as well? I feel like we just use and abuse you.
That's fine.
Yeah. The last word
Man heals his heartbreak by converting an into a bachelor pad.
Ah, it's custom built for you, that one, Mr. Chris McCarty. I'll just play it once more while you think.
The Lost Word.
Man heals his heartbreak by converting an into a bachelor pad.
I'm going caravan.
I was going to say garden shed.
I like that. Garden nice. Shed works.
Or bus stop.
Bus stop?
Yeah, bus. You know, the it's
a bus shelter?
Bus shelters. Yeah, okay. Call it a bus stop.
Okay. if you have, Tim, any thoughts? You said.
I'm going caravan.
You
or
said caravan.
No,
sorry.
Caravan or slash RV.
RV. Okay. If you have a better answer than Tim or Chris, or you just want to join in, text us on 4001 or via the free messaging app.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.